Phoebe's Ice Cream has been around since 2003. In 2017, Bob Patterson and Terry Larson took over, but last year things started to go south. Melissa Duncan says it was September when she learned the truck might be up for sale.
When Bob posted on Facebook about possibly shutting it down, like, you saw just hundreds of comments. Oh my gosh, we can't believe Phoebe's is going away. We're so sad to hear that.
Well, then we talked to him again in April. He's like, I'm gonna have to shut down the truck because no one's buying. And we're like, we can't let that happen. Everybody loves the ice cream truck. So my husband and I talked about it and moved some things around and decided to go for it.
And off they went. With zero experience working in, much less running an ice cream truck, the Duncans took over. A former hygienist in the military and a stay-at-home mom, Melissa says it's definitely something new.
It's the only job I've ever had where people are so excited to see you.
However, before actually putting rubber to the road, Melissa, along with her husband Jeremy and their daughters, had to sit down and figure out exactly what they wanted to offer.
A little bit of everything. When we were going through the inventory sheet that they sent us, we were like kids in a candy shop, like, oh, we want this, we want this, and the kids all chimed in on how to build our menu and what we all wanted to add in here.
The girls even help serve the ice cream now.
I got my helper Olivia with me today.
Enjoy!
Thank you, I will.
They've been at the helm for a few months now, and Melissa's starting to get the hang of things. Her favorite part is the people.
We have a blast, especially on the weekends. You know, we'll drive around to different neighborhoods and houses, and my kids will be sitting in the window and waving. I love the reactions I get from adults just as well as kids. Like, I get adults that'll stop us and be like, ice cream, and they're just so pumped about it. Bring back the nostalgia. There's so many people that we have met along the way that, like, adults that are like, this is my first ice cream truck ever.
And the people, well, obviously they love Phoebe's.
Can I get a Dove bar too?
Enjoy.
The original or the almond?
Original. Original, please.
Like an icy float.
Do you want cherry or blue raspberry?
I'll have cherry.
I'm gonna do one of the Reese's peanut.
The Minion? Absolutely. That's what my daughter's currently.
It's awesome. Brings back the nostalgia being a kid, especially with the music.
When I was in college, the ice cream truck would come around our college house and we'd all run out there because it's like, oh, it's the same as when we were children, and everyone loves ice cream.
I'm such a kid at heart. There was an ice cream truck driving by a graduation party the other day and I sprinted out to the street. It was gone, but I mean, I love it.
Phoebe's does serve events around the area and will even make corporate appearances.
The ice cream truck is just, it's a simple way for people just to get excited about something or for people to come outside and gather. I do a lot of companies in the area and they show appreciation for their employees.
But it's not all about the money, at least not primarily.
Small-owned businesses are what build the community. They're what supports the community and are able to give back. We've done a couple events now where we're able to donate a portion of our profits back to the companies. The tips that we get, we don't hold on to those. We use them to treat the fire department and the local police officers and just all of our local community heroes, especially in recent years. It's important to show them that we do appreciate what they do. We appreciate when everyone else is running out of a burning building, they're running into it. Police officers running towards the gunfire as everyone's running away. Like, it's important to show them how much we appreciate what they do in the community.
So with nearly two decades of history and a fairly successful first year so far under the new management, what's next for the ice cream venture?
It absolutely crushes us, and we have to tell people that we can't accommodate their time or the date that they want us to come for birthday parties, graduations, even corporate events. So in the next year or two, we're hoping to get another truck so that we can be able to do driving more neighborhoods and be able to accommodate more bookings.
Big dreams for a small truck, but they do have a little bit of help.
So John Thibodeau, the original owner, he is actually a neighbor of ours. So my girls have grown up with this truck. Every day, pretty much every summer, he'd stop.
And John lives just down the house, so anytime I have questions or anything, he has been fantastic.
So the ultimate goal?
Make Phoebe's a household name that everybody knows.
You can learn more about the truck and the people driving it at WTAQ.com. Finishing my ice cream and... Oh man, that got on my shirt. In Green Bay, Casey Nelson.
Thank you, we'll see you later.
WTAQ News.